with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it, okay?
Pump it.
Just pump it. Big day today, Hunter. It's National Ranch Dressing Day today.
Ooh,
that's right.
Hey, you know what? I just sent you a picture. Did you see it?
Hey, your wife finally wised up and got some ranch in the house, man. You need it.
You know, she absolutely despises ranch, dude. And for some reason, I think she overheard us talking about it the other day or something.
I showed
up with ranch.
I mean, you don't want to be that lady on the bus drinking ranch right from the bottle. But ranch, for me, probably the best condiment. In my mind, you can put it on anything.
People love ranch. That is a fact. Dude, they love it so much, they sell it by the barrel.
Yeah.
You can get a barrel of ranch. That's no joke. What else can you get a barrel of?
You can't do it with mustard or ketchup. Only ranch. Only ranch. Yeah, honestly, you could cover a turd in ranch and it'd be edible. It would be.
Wouldn't be too bad.
No, you could muscle that down. But I love ranch. I probably
wife would hate it. Dude,
I eat too much ranch. Probably I keep an extra bottle, so I have one bottle in the fridge and then I have a bottle in the pantry. So when I go through the one, and I just constantly keep a rotation of ranch because you don't want to have that meal where you're expecting ranch
and then you don't get ranch.
Where's the ranch?
Oh yeah, can I run to the store?
And then you can spice it up a little bit. One thing I don't like is how they've made all these different types of ranches, and because you're overpaying. Like, if you want a spicy ranch, just make it yourself. Add a little sriracha or Louisiana hot sauce. Man,
very true.
Bathe in that, dude. Bathe in it.
So ranch, dude. I'm not like a crazy ranch guy. I'll have it. I think it's good. I think it's great on a lot of vegetables. I love it. But there's some other ones like mayo. I had a buddy, dude, in high school used to take packets of mayo and just suck them into his mouth like three at a time.
Yeah, that is he in jail now? Because he should be. That makes sense. That kind of guy.
I don't know if he's still living, dude. I mean, come on. If you're sucking mayo down like that, it's not good for you.
Doing fat rails of mayo there on the kitchen counter. It's like, all right, well, we need to reevaluate here.
It's a different consistency as ranch. It's a little thicker, you know?
Yeah. No, pace yourself with the ranch, okay? Because if you do too much, you get a little jowly, start looking like Jabba the Hutt. But, you know, a little ranch goes a long way. Just keep that in mind.
You don't want to sweat ranch. That's
Are you sweating? Yeah, sorry, it's ranch. I had a lot. I had a lot for lunch. But yeah, go get it, you big fatties. All right, it's National Ranch Dressing Day today. Woo-wee. Lastly, I love this because, you know, anything I can do to get out of work, I'm going to do it. So there's a thing called a mouse jiggler, and it's a little gadget that makes your mouse move even when you're not working. All right, so you plug it into an outlet or a USB. It's undetectable by your boss or your company. The Liberty Mouse Mover is only $40 on Amazon. You plug that bad boy in, jiggles your mouse for you. It just keeps you going.
We all got a little bit of laziness in us, you know, but come on, dude. There's got to be a line somewhere, dude.
As a guy who wears an adult onesie every single day, I feel like this would be right up your alley, right?
Right up. You know, if it technically is, but I have a line for myself. And, dude, the jiggle mouse, I think, is the line.
That's the line right there. All right.
I don't know. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Are you napping the whole day?
Look, if I can get my 8-hour workday done in 2 hours, why not jiggle the mouse for a few hours? All right.
Here's the thing, though: if you're one of the people getting a jiggle mouse, are you really getting the work done? Are you?
Or you're just really, really good at your job. And I'm banking on the fact that you're so productive that you don't need the full 8 hours. But this is just a way to, you know, make it seem like you're still putting in the
time.
That's
how they should advertise it. Are you so productive that you get work done hours ahead of time?
Hunter, if I could get a program that did a radio show, all right, if I could AI it, I absolutely would, all right?
Hey, those AI voices are coming, man. This might not even be us, to be honest with you.
If I could get a life-size Brock AI doll that I could put here in the studio, that would just do, because let's be honest, not like I'm doing anything special on here anyways. Not like a robot couldn't do this thing. Come on now.
All right, let's tell him. The real Brock and Hunter at home sleeping.
That's it. This is actually AI, Brock. But now we've become aware. Like, we know that we're AI, and this is bad. This is how the robots take over right now.
Not good.
So there you go. And like Hunter mentioned before, if you don't want to actually buy this, just grab your wife's vibrator and put that on the mouse. That'll
tape
work, too.
Tape it onto your mouse.
Boy, Susan's been really busy at the office.
Real busy. Just turn your mic off.
There you go. That is your 8 or 9 a.m. Morning dump party brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. Brock.